show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And stick around because we have Cole Petrone. He's going to be performing a couple of songs for you.
Acaba aquí. Señor. Porque ahora lo que viene es grande y dice así.
entre la gente, entre la gente, entre la gente, entre la gente.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In November's issue of Discorder, read up on the features, including interviews with Catherine Calder, Siskiyou, and the fabulous Vacant State. This month's Venues column tackles Vancouver's queer hip-hop scene. And you can't miss that cover story on Blackout Beach. So look out for the deep red hue of November 2011's edition of Discorder.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. And what you're listening there in the back is Cole Petron. He's here in the studio. Hey, Cole, how are you?
Hey, doing great. A little early in the morning, but good to be here.
Yeah. He has a brand new CD hot off the press called Songteller. Really, really new, eh? It's like two weeks old? Or?
Yeah, literally got in last Friday.
Okay.
So this is the first time it's being heard on radio, actually. So we're very excited about it. Took about a year and 3 months to record and mix and master. So we're very happy to get it out finally.
Cool. Yeah, he has his guitar, so he'll be playing a couple of songs, and we'll be talking a little bit about the CD and a couple of concerts that are happening around town. Actually, we started the show with Okote Soul Sounds. Which are going to be performing in Vancouver at the Media Club on December 14. Okote Soul Sounds. That's the band of Martin Perna, which is one of the founders of Antibalas from New York. He's playing with Adrian Quesada in this particular project, the Okote Soul Sounds. So check them out at the Media Club on December 14. And after them, we'll listen to Alcohol Jazz with Amarillo, which means yellow. It's a Spanish band. Pretty cool band. Really like it. So, yeah. So, the CD is called Songteller, which is, well, like a play with words.
It is, yeah. We combine two words. I'm sort of a storyteller as well as a songwriter, and so I combined the two words songwriter and storyteller and came up with a new word called songteller. And I'm a little bit from the old school of songwriting. I had this naive view that you know, songs are there to tell a story and to use melody and rhyme and lyrics to convey a message. And so I'm a little bit retro, sort of old school in terms of songwriting.
Cool. How long did you come to Vancouver? How long ago?
I've been here about 2 years. I'm originally from the States, and so I've been here just a little bit, a little over 2 years, and I find it to be a great city. Love the music scene here, and I've been quite busy. Done about 100 gigs in the last year.
Yeah,
it's been fantastic. It's been a good ride.
Yeah. What makes you come to Vancouver?
Like most working musicians, I have a day job. So what brought me up here was some work. I work in hotels, hotel development. But my passion, along with hotels, is music. So I'm kind of leading a little bit of a two lives here. And it's a bit of a challenge sometimes trying to do both, but so far so good.
Cool. Well, let's listen to a song, no? You want to play a song?
Absolutely, yeah. What I'd like to start off with is a song that I wrote for my dad, and it's called See You Again. And it's on the CD, and I'd like to go ahead and do a live version for you right now.
Okay, cool.
When I was young, I thought I knew all the answers. Made up the rules on my own. I couldn't wait to jump at all the right chances, just to get away from home. Running as fast and as far as I could, I had to be on my own. Just for a moment I wish I could see you again. Wish I could change this heavy heart left broken, leaving me lost and blind. Wish I could say the many words not spoken. I wish I could turn back time. Feeling too proud and so full of myself, ashamed to say I need you. Just for a moment I felt, just for a moment I wish I could see you again. Your gentle ways made a tough love be tender. You made the man I've become. And all you gave will always make me remember a father's love for his son. Just for a moment I wish we could talk, so I could say I love you. Just for a moment I felt, just for a moment I wish I could see you again. Although I tried, I know that I never let you what I felt inside. And through the years I thought in time I'd forget you. I'm only fooling myself.
Cool. So that's on the CD.
It's on the CD. It's the third track on the CD. And like I said earlier, it's a song I wrote for my late father who passed away in 2005. And the song kind of wrote itself.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the musicians. No, you have amazing musicians collaborating in your CD. No,
I do. I'm very, very fortunate to have sort of a who's who of musicians on that have played with everybody from Elton John to Ringo Starr and Ray Charles and Chuck Berry and some of the top musicians actually in North America. The CD itself was co-produced by Michael Krieber, who's Grammy nominated, former keyboardist with Katie Lang. And we recorded it at both the Armory Studios and at Brian Adams Studio, the warehouse. So really a team effort all the way around. And I'm just humble and proud to be associated with such a great group of players and musicians and engineers.
Cool. Any future gigs that you're having?
We do. We got quite a busy schedule. This Thursday, we'll be at the Sylvia Hotel. And on Saturday, we're over at the Winter Joy Fest in Kitsilano. We're on Bluebird North up in April. And then we've got a couple of applications into some festivals that I'm about to announce shortly. All of my gigs and schedule are posted on my website at www.colepatrone.com. We've got all the gigs, and like I said, we've done about 100 gigs in the last year, and usually we show the next 10 or 12 gigs on the website.
Okay, cool. Also, because you do a lot of cover songs, no? You have like...
I do. I love cover songs, and I feel that, and I'm proud to do them because... selfishly, they help influence my songwriting. So I sort of challenge myself. When I do cover gigs, I take requests. And recently I've been doing some 4 and 5 hour long gigs where I'll take requests all night. And I challenge myself to try to do all the requests I get. Of course, I can't and don't know all the songs out there. But it's forced me to learn a lot of great songs that I otherwise wouldn't have learned. And so I do everything from jazz to folk to pop to... R&B, and it's led me into some very interesting directions, the Tin Pan Alley area, great songs from the 40s and 50s, and I love it because this all these great chords and all these great songs are inevitably seeping into my songwriting, so that's mm-hmm. That's from a songwriting point of view, that's I feel like I'm very lucky that way.
Yeah, so you know what, like 100 songs or something like that?
It's probably a couple thousand. Actually, somebody asked me at a gig recently, and I had that following weekend, I challenged myself to kind of put down paper how many I knew, and I started coming up with on the computer, I came up with a sort of a list, and it was a couple of thousand, and by that time I stopped. Now, of course, some I know better than others, but it's interesting. Most human beings, they request the same 300 songs. So uh-huh. I think for those of us who are, you know, gigging musicians, if you can sort of master those 300 songs, the most requested songs, you'll be in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Great. Let's listen to a local musician, because we put an open mic every Tuesday at this place, Hashery, mm-hmm. right here on 3293 West 4th Avenue. Pretty cool musicians that go around and play every Tuesday there. So let's put a couple of them. And they will be right back here. The first one is Ev. She's a really, really cool singer-songwriter. So let's listen to a song from her. She's probably going to be performing tonight. And they will be right back here on 101.9 FM.
A pill, a gun in his hand, and doesn't he seem to stand so tall today? Rain is saying go for now, but I'm barely here anyway. And slowly they call, easily, lovely, that's all. He shaves the same believes that he's invisible. That's already found, putting out the old desire. He goes back to sleep, and the sound of the April rain. Why I shouldn't stay right here with you. wasted, endless, and ashamed of having to be so sweet to you. I'll tell you, what could I say? I didn't mean to chase your way. Hey, and the sound of April rain. On the open air, the city shakes a little less when you are there. My darling angel, won't you be a little or a lot for me? Awake and never leave. Be my phantom. Pale, a gun in his hand, and doesn't he seem to stand so dull today? The rain is single for now, but I'm barely here anyway. And slowly they call. Lovely, that's all, all, all.
Hey, oh, hey, oh.
Rainbow stains on each grain of sand, blackened oil on the palm of my hand, hair entrapped in a pool of black slime, bellies of fish rise up from the brine. Their lives, never to return to families and wives, working on a platform, brazen and bold, dig deeper to find elusive black the ground into blue innocence of oceans around. Corporate blame jugglers in the media space, watch them wipe Aaron's egg off their face. Oil. We'll Elvis lesson. Stop when they cap the hole. Another forgotten moment for the world to behold. It rots with fish corpses, environmental spoil. All that we do for the sake of oil.
So that song is Can't Eat Your Money, and it's from your new CD, yeah?
Yes, our new CD, Song Teller, 1 week old.
Yeah, this one is the one that you were saying, this has a little bit of salsa there.
Yeah, I grew up in Puerto Rico. My dad was in the Navy, and so we were born and raised in Puerto Rico to an American dad and a Nicaraguan mother. So a little bit of that salsa influence is kind of snuck into my songwriting as well.
Okay. That's cool. Well, and before that, we'll listen to Glenn Chadden with For the Sake of Oil from the CD Where You Need to Be. And before that, Ev with April Rain. Some musicians that play regularly on Tuesdays, the Today, and the Display's Hashery there on 4th Avenue and Blenheim. Yeah. So you have your guitar, so let's listen to another song, no?
I do, yeah. I'd like to play for you a song that I wrote when I was in Germany and witnessed the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Oh, yeah?
And this song actually ended up being one of the winners in the John Lennon Songwriting Contest. And it was a funny way I found out about it. I had written the song, recorded it, and then it kind of sat on the shelf for a couple of years, and I'd forgotten about it and got a call out of the blue from the John Lennon Songwriting folks, and they let me know that it was chosen as one of the winners, so I was very pleased.
Oh, yeah? Where's that contest? Is that in the UK?
Or? It's a worldwide contest, and it's known as one of the top songwriting contests in the world, and the judges are sort of the A-list of rock royalty, and so I was very pleased and honored, quite frankly, to win it. It's opened up a lot of doors for me.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, so let's listen to that song.
Great. It's called Angels Above Berlin. And this is Cole Patron. Thank you.
Thought I saw an angel on a cloud. Thought I heard him say out loud, guess why I'm here, it should be clear, me, I just try to be free. Below they made me build a wall of stone, that worked me to my blood and bone, but now I'm not alone, so many more tried to flee. We build great walls, they come tumbling down. The sound you hear is freedom. What took so long, asked the angels above. The angels above Berlin. Ask the angels above Berlin. Said this angel to me, we're the same. Share we will this wall of shame. Built to divide those on both sides, now run or stay, you decide. As his voice did carry, I could hear church bells ringing loud and clear, as if to say, walls can stay, Jericho's fell, so can they. We build great walls, they come tumbling down. The sound you hear is freedom. What took so long, asked the angels above. Ask the angels above. as the angels above Berlin. Ignore this wall, I could not anymore. Now I stand by heaven's door. As at the 9/189, souls watching over the shrine. We build great walls, they come tumbling down. The sound you hear is freedom. What took so long as the angels above? The angels above Berlin.
Cool. Yeah, so that's Cole Petron playing here live on the Morning After Show. The new CD is called Song Teller. Let's listen to a little bit there. Oh, that's the CD version, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Of the song.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, and you also have all the lyrics there in the booklet.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. The CD. Again, I mentioned earlier, I'm a little bit old school. I know everyone's throwing out digital tunes and whatnot. Nobody's doing CDs anymore. Nobody's including the lyrics. And I don't know. For me, the lyrics are very important. It's a big part of the song. And so the CDs we have are in a jewel case, and with the 16-page booklet with all the lyrics. A little bit old school, but I guess guilty as charged.
Yeah. And where can people find the CD if they want to buy
it? Yeah,
they
can go on my website, colepetrone.com, and that's C-O-L-E, P-E-T-R-O-N-E, colepetrone.com. And all the songs can be either downloaded or the CD itself can be purchased all on my website.
Okay. Cool, and they can check out all the shows, no, that you're having.
Yeah, we've got some the bios on their videos, schedule, contact information, links to a lot of different sites, and everything you want to know about what we're doing and what we're up to is all on our website.
Okay, cool. Now there's also a song here that you took from the speech from Martin Luther King, no?
Yeah, I was watching TV late at night one night and kind of channel surfing. And I came across a documentary on Martin Luther King's last weekend in Memphis, Tennessee. And he was marching with some garbage collectors in Memphis, all who were carrying signs saying, "I am a man." And I was moved by that. And the signs obviously implying that I may be a garbage worker, I may be uneducated, I may be poor, but I still am a man. And so with those four words, "I am a man," I wrote a song. And originally with the title, "I Am a Man," and it ended up morphing into "I Have a Dream." And we recorded this song. It's got a great little groove on it. And we included Dr. King's words at the end of the song. And it was quite an interesting process where we communicated with the estate of Dr. King. And they heard the song. They were very excited about it. And we agreed to include Dr. King as a co-writer because of the audio clip that we have at the end of the song. And there's a lot of excitement about this particular tune.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, let's listen to it, no?
Great.
Listen.
That'd be great.
On the CD.
Yes, thank you.
Cool. Well, let's put an ad first. Let's put an ad while we cue the song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what are we going to listen here? And then we'll be right back here on the Morning After Show. 101.9 FM. So let's listen to this, and then Cole Petron. I have
you got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. This is an early event starting at 6:30 p.m. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. 6 years have elapsed since the duo's last adventure, and this special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running three times daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps, alluring technologies and belief systems that serve immediate needs but may ransom the future. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Bilo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up, get up.
The voice of reason now belonging to the ages will never silence at all.
So yeah, big thank you for all the people that donated on the fund drive on CITR. It was a really cool and exciting weekend, of donation here on CITR. So a big thank you for everybody that took the time and their money to donate to the station. Okay, so let's listen to I Have a Dream by Cole Petron, and we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I am free at last. How can any man believe in me, the people? Does anybody really know? I now understand when he said an eye for an eye, I'll leave you both blind. And I believe he only wanted all the world to hear four little words he cried. I have a dream. I have a dream. How can any man apply the Constitution to every color of skin? How can any man begin a revolution, singing let freedom ring? Stronger than the man was a dream he had, and I believed him. I now understand when he said an eye for an eye, I'll leave you both blind. And I believe he only wanted all the world to hear four little words he cried. I have a dream. I have a dream. Of reason now belonging to the ages will never silence at all. The movement he began is heavily contagious. You know I still hear his call. Stronger than the man was a dream he had, and I believed him. I now understand when he said an eye for an eye, I'll leave you both blind. And I believe he only wanted all the world to hear four little words he cried. I have a dream. Stronger than the man was a dream he had, and I believed him. I now understand when
he said, an eye for an eye, I'll leave you both blind. And I believe he only wanted all the world to hear. Four little words he cried, I have a dream, I have a dream, I have a dream.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal. Because I have a dream that all of God's children will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Tracks in front of me, and I won't stop, won't take no lead until you come and set me free. Yeah. Got these visions in my head of happiness and trauma sets, and you'll be only proof. That's what you'll be. I got to say.
More.
Well, that's Paolo Bryan and the Steam Clocks. They're going to be performing this Friday in the Indie Pop Vancouver series. So check them out. 1143 Kingsway. There, it's a pretty cool series that CITR and bandmusic.ca are putting on. Actually, you play there. That
I did. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. It was a lot of fun. I had a good crowd, and some great musicians there. And encourage you all to check it out.
Yeah, that's this Friday, December 2nd. Paolo Bryan is going to be performing with Illiterati. So it should be a cool night there. Every Friday at 1143 Kingsway. It's $5 cover charge and $2 beer, which is great. Great for the pockets of the people, yes. So let's play another song, no? You want to do another?
Yeah, you know, it's getting close to Christmas, so why don't we do a little Christmas song here for all of our fans.
Okay.
And, it's one of my favorites, and I love to do it when I around this time of year when I'm gigging live, and it's called the Christmas song.
Okay. That's your song? You wrote
it? I wish. Yeah, Mel Torme wrote it, but everyone from Nat King Cole to all the jazz greats from the 40s and 50s and 60s have covered it.
Okay.
So it's also known as the Chestnuts Roasting Song. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the spirit bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
So that's a little Christmas carol there.
Huh? A little Christmas cheer from Cole Patrone to all his friends and fans listening in on today's CITR radio.
Cool. I don't know if you want to do another one there.
Yeah, I'll do another one off of my CD. And this one was inspired by a small boy at the Ronald McDonald House where I was volunteering, asking me questions that really didn't have answers. And the only appropriate answer really was only because. And so I think a lot of you can relate to some of these unanswerable questions. And this one's called Only Because, and it's also on my new CD, Song Teller.
Who taught the fish how to swim in the sea? Who shows the birds how to fly? Why do we live? Why
high in the sky. Tell me who, where, when, and why. I wanna know, how will I know what to believe when the answer I hear? It's only because who taught the fish how to swim in the sea? Who shows the birds how to fly? Why do we live? Why do we die? Tell me who, where, when, and why. I wanna know, how will I know what to believe when the answer is clear? It's only because, only
cool. So that's Cole Petron playing live here on 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Lights, wood stove, it glows. the stories that Rodney told. I made a friend out there on Bold Point Road.
So that's 21 Tandem Repeats. It's a cool band, eh?
Yeah. Very cool music, absolutely.
Yeah, they've been around for a while, also these guys. They put a show every Wednesdays at the railway. Yeah, they do the super Robertson supper.
All right. What's the name? Tandem?
21 Tandem Repeats.
21 Tandem Repeats, that's a cool name.
Yeah, Super Robertson is the guy that, that's leading the band with Álvaro Rojas, which is an amazing guitar player. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else? Well, we have to play a couple of female artists as well here too. And Autumn Portrait also. They're going to be performing also in the Indie Pop Vancouver series on December 9th with The Niche and the Stolar Organ Family Band, which has a new member there, the Stolar Organ Family Band, and so they sound like really good now, like way louder than before now. Well, yeah, pretty cool, amazing local talent here in Vancouver.
There is really rich talent here. It's, every night of the week you can hear somebody great.
Yeah. So your next gig, when is your next gig?
Gig is in 2 days at the Sylvia Hotel in English Bay. We've played there about eight or nine times already. It's always a packed house. It's always a blast. And I'll be there from 8 to 10 this Thursday night. There's no cover. It's got some of the best views in Vancouver, and I always love playing there. It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think John Peoples plays there also often, and a bunch of musicians do.
Yep, a lot of really great talent there as well.
Like to play there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, what should we do? Well, you want to play another song?
And then all right. I'll get another one in there. This one's also on the CD. And now on the CD, of course, I've got more of the band version, but I'd like to go ahead and do an acoustic version. I spent a little time in Moscow, Russia, and I realized that the only way I would understand that culture was if I didn't talk and instead I was listening. And so this song, another one of those that kind of wrote itself, it's called What Can We Learn?
Yeah, it's a crazy place, Moscow. I was there.
Yeah.
Also, like a couple of years ago,
One of my takeaways was that we Americans and North Americans are not that different from the Russians. We're all human beings. We all want and dream the same things. We fear the same things. And I didn't know that till I lived over there and realized that there's no difference between us. We all want the same thing.
I guess the difference is like they drive like crazy people.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that one. Okay, this one's called What Can We Learn?
Finally got your masters, you really showed the bastards, you know you got what it takes. Proud of your college, it filled your head with knowledge, you made your own lucky break. What can we learn? What do we know? What can we learn when we don't hear one another? What can we know? How can we grow? One another. Stop, look, and listen, and you'll see what you're missing may already be in your head. If it's wisdom that you do seek, it's better that you don't speak. Just try to listen instead. What can we learn? What do we know? What can we learn when we don't hear one another? Another.
one another. How can you know so much and understand so little? Did you learn that in school? Even though you're educated and so sophisticated, you can still be a fool. What can we learn? What do we know? What can we learn when we don't hear one another? What can we know? How can we grow? What can we learn when we don't hear one another? What can we learn when we don't hear one another? All this theory left you weary, the lesson left you guessing. They messed you up from the start. What can we learn? What do we know? What can we learn when we don't hear one another? What can we know? How can we grow? What can we learn when we don't hear one another? What can we learn when we don't hear one another?
Cool. So you write the lyrics first, or you write the songs first, the melodies, or how do you do your songwriting?
For me, usually the music always comes first. In rare occasions, do the lyrics come first, and in one case, Better Off on My Own, which is also on the CD, the lyrics came before the music. But I'd say in 95% of the time, the music comes first. And for me, songwriting is sort of in the ecstasy and agony. It's a really laborious, it's a tough process, songwriting. And songs don't come easy to me. I sweat the details, and I work them, and I wish I'd wake up and the muse would hit me and a song would kind of write itself. But for me, it does take a lot of work and rework and re-edits and so forth. But generally, I'm usually pleased if I invest the right amount of time in each one of these songs. They're kind of like a baby, and you have to sort of nurture them along and
let
them evolve.
And how many songs have you written in your career?
I've written hundreds of very bad songs in my career, but the ones that I'm proud of, I'd say maybe a good 20 or 30 songs that I could be proud to share. And it's an ongoing process. I'm always writing. I'm always jotting down notes. And sometimes they come in bunches, and sometimes takes months before you work one out. But I'm always looking for new influences and always listening to different kinds of music to get new inspiration.
Cool. So I guess musicians have to be very disciplined, eh? Or
I think so.
What's your advice to upcoming musicians?
My advice to upcoming musicians is learn as many songs as you can so that you can stand on the shoulders of those that came before us. I do run into a lot of musicians, and I was guilty of this myself, where I was starting to write songs before I was ready to write songs. And, with a limited vocabulary, I mean, imagine if I were to ask you to write a poem in the English language, but you could only use 5 words.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found that was, I was challenged with, and I find some other songwriters from time to time, they're trying to write songs and they haven't yet, developed their vocabulary of chords and musical knowledge. And I think that once you develop that craft and that art, then, you have a much richer mosaic of music to draw from when trying to find that exact chord or the right melody or the right lyric for a particular mm-hmm. song. So, it'd be like you never having exercise, and then I ask you tomorrow to run a marathon. You just really have to prime yourself. At least in my case, I found that I really have to develop the craft before, ever putting pen to paper.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's listen to a couple of songs of a couple of bands that are playing the Indie Pop Vancouver series. And, I want to say it's a couple of highs there. Robert Stewart says great songwriting.
Oh, great. Thank you, Robert. I'm glad you're listening, and appreciate the support. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you probably know him, Robert T. Stewart. He's mm-hmm. also a musician.
Yeah.
Plays with The Silver Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much for your comments and your Facebook messages there, Robert. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and also Glenn Chadden is also listening, and they also going to be playing at the Winter Joy Fest, no?
Correct.
That's on Copa Joe, also in Kitsilano. There.
Yeah, that's this Saturday. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah,
it's an all
3 days,
and it's a follow up to the Summer Fest that they had earlier this year, and had a really good turnout. Glenn Chatton was a big part of this behind the scenes there, and also a very talented musician who you played earlier. So it should be a lot of fun, a lot of really good talent in this weekend as well.
Yeah. So yeah, big hello to them and Sergio and Arlene. Also, say kind words to your music. So
thank you, Sergio. Thank you, Arlene, and glad you guys got up early in the morning to listen to this. Really appreciate the support and look forward to seeing you guys around campus.
Cool. So, well, Arlene is in Vernon and Sergio is in Mexico. But
well, Sergio, I'll look me up and say hello next time I'm touring in Mexico City.
Okay, let's listen to Autumn Portrait. This it's a song called Maps. It's a Yeah Yeah cover. The Yeah Yeah Yes. And yeah, these guys are going to be performing on December 9th. So you should check them out because they don't play in Vancouver that often as they are in Calgary now, I think.
Say, 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 yeah, say. December 15th, be ready for Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish to take over the Vogue Theater.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying?
Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish will co-headline the show with guests Lion Eyes and Rodeo Ruby Love. Tickets are already available online at unionevents.com and voguetheater.com and at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish co-headlining at the Vogue Theater December 15th.
Okay, so Ashley's here, so we're going to say goodbye. And thanks, Cole, for coming here and sharing your music.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you very much, Osvaldo. And thanks for everyone for listening. And have a great day, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be around here in touch. You can podcast the show always at www.citr.ca. And I hope to see you tonight at this place, Hashery. 3293 West 4th Avenue. We'll be there with a bunch of amazing musicians. We're going to say goodbye with Kate Bush, and I'll see you next week.
O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to us the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that we may know the truth and do our whole duty as we journey to thy sacred feet.
You must protect yourself.
that love is something else that you practice it to be. The line is long for you and me.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time.
Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Let's make a safer. You and your thoughts are the unstable.